Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
WBEN presents your home improvement tip of the week with me, Dominic Cortez. Buying a home is a dream for many Americans, and one plenty of them have successfully realized. But what happens if that dream becomes a nightmare? For some homeowners, it may be. 22% of homeowners regret buying their current home. Can you believe that? That's according to NerdWallet. And 8% of homeowners say they strongly regret their purchase. You want to avoid this? Well, if you are in the market to buy a house, here are some things to make that purchase regret-proof. First of all, be choosy about your location. Yeah, when you buy, you can dramatically impact both the cost of your home and the satisfaction in living there. Factors that can make a difference over time include such things as busy streets, ambient noise, poorly maintained infrastructure, empty lots, things like that. Now, while no particular problem is a deal breaker for every buyer, think about those little annoyances that what they'll mean to you over an extended period of time. So be choosy about where. Now, two, how about getting a home inspection? Yeah, don't pass up on this. While some buyers may choose to skip a pre-purchase home inspection to make an offer seem more attractive to sellers, it is an opportunity for revealing nasty surprises. A home inspection can uncover major issues, such as roof problems, past flooding, construction defects. Every minor thing, such as an old water heater, can provide an opportunity to negotiate with that seller, making the inspection potentially cost saver. Third, what about what you can afford and buy within that structure? Paying too much for a home can be a major stressor, and many people will be approved for mortgages that are more than they can reasonably afford. An affordability calculator can help you determine a realistic budget, given what you have saved for a down payment. Next on the list, be realistic about upgrades. People often buy homes with the idea of immediately getting into renovating it, such as remodeling the kitchen, building an addition. Others seek out a fixer-upper or find serious issues in the inspection that need to be remedied. All of these cost money and take time to address, often more money and time than you initially thought. When budgeting, mortgage insurers' rule of thumb is that homeowners will spend between 1% and 4% of a home's value every year on maintenance. It may be a good idea to plan a post-purchase budget that includes a house fund that you pay into to cover these expenses. I love that. Next on the list, know the rules and the regulations. It's worth remembering that every property is subject to the rules of the town and city that you live in. A community might also have a homeowners association. These are basic rules such as parking restriction, noise ordinances, and such. An HOA, historic district, or neighborhood council could have rules in place on anything from color you paint your house to the number of pets you own. So be sure to know those regulations. And lastly, take everyone's opinion into consideration. I know that might be a little daunting, but it's critical that everyone in a household be happy with the house. Buying your dream house that your partner doesn't particularly like guarantees disappointment and can lead to a relationship problem. But it's not just a significant other who's has a stake in the home. People living with aging parents, adult children, long-term roommates may be tempted to take my way or the highway approach. But if people who you live with are unhappy, well, you're likely to suffer as well. Good advice, huh? Hey, if you missed any of these tips or if you want to hear them one more time, that's easy. Simply go to the Odyssey app. They will be there for you. And I will be here for you with another edition of Hammer Time Radio, 10 till noon here on WBEN. Hammer Time Radio is brought to you by Lakeshore Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Odyssey celebrates Halloween, brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network in the U.S., according to Ookla speed test.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.